Glass opened her mouth to scream, but Carter had pushed himself up against her chest, and there was no air in her lungs. Black spots danced before her vision, and she felt herself losing consciousness. Then the door opened, and Carter jumped back so quickly, Glass lost her balance and fell to the floor. "Glass?" Luke asked, stepping inside. "Are you okay? What's going on?" Glass tried to catch her breath, but before she had time to answer, Carter called out from the couch, where he was already reclined in an attitude of calculated carelessness. "Your girlfriend was just showing me the latest Phoenix dance move," he snorted. "I think she needs a little more practice." Luke tried to catch Glass's gaze, but she looked away. Her heart thumped wildly with fear-fueled adrenaline and rage.
"Sorry I was late. I got caught up talking to Becca and Ali," Luke said as he reached down to help her up, naming two of his friends from the engineering corps who had always been nice to Glass.
"Hey, what's wrong?" he asked quietly when she didn't take his hand.
After what had just happened, all she wanted to do was throw herself into Luke's arms to allow the warmth of his body to convince hers that everything was okay. But she'd come here for a reason. She couldn't let him comfort her.
"Are you okay? Should we go talk in my room?"
Glass glanced over at Carter, summoning her anger and hatred for him to the surface, letting it boil her blood. She stood up.
"I'm not going into your room," she said, forcing an edge into her voice she didn't recognize. "Ever again."
"What? What's wrong?" Luke asked.
He gently pulled on her hand, but she snatched it away.
"Glass?"
The confusion in his voice was enough to make her heart throb.
"It's over," she said, shocked at the coldness in her own voice.
A strange numbness spread through her, as if her nerves were shutting down to protect her from the grief that would surely destroy her.
"Did you really think it was going to last?"
"Glass."
Luke's voice was low and strained.
"I'm not sure what you're talking about, but could we continue this conversation in my room?"
He reached out to place his hand on her arm, and she recoiled from his touch.
"No!"
She pretended to shudder in horror, looking away so that he couldn't see the tears in her eyes.
"I can't believe I let you take me there in the first place."
Luke fell silent, and Glass couldn't help glancing back at him. He was staring at her, his eyes full of hurt.